This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Original Hooters has 12 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. And of course, there are Hooters restaurants throughout the state of Florida, throughout the United States, and around the world. Let's hear more.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans that live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day. And while you're there, enjoy Hooters' great game day eats. Join us for the Bucks Players Show every Monday night at 5 p.m. at Hooters on Hillsboro.
Hooters is the presenting sponsor, second season in a row, of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Also, my first Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament of 2019 returns to a familiar venue that is very friendly to me, my players, and the podcast. That would be the Eagles Golf Club. The Eagles Golf Club is a semi-private, 36-hole, gated community golf property, individually owned and operated by some wonderful people. It has hosted multiple Todd Wright Tour events, and it will host Todd Wright Tour 18, Good versus Evil Part 3, where it's two tournaments within one. We take nine holes, make it as easy as possible. Nine holes make it as insanely difficult and odd as possible. They're scored as different tournaments. As always, lots of prizes to go around. Food before and after the event, and that will be on Super Bowl Saturday. So we'll probably also be doing some other things as it relates to squares and things for the game itself at Good versus Evil Part 3, hosted by the Eagles Golf Club in Odessa, and the Eagles Golf Club with their staff, Courtney Fox, Whitney Wineglass, Brian Richter, Dwayne in Food and Beverage. Really good people. That is a place I annually have at least one of my outings, and I would encourage you to reach out to Courtney Fox to plan yours. The Eagles Golf Club also obviously available for casual, leisurely rounds, either on the lakes or the forest course, on a regular basis. The Eagles Golf Club, host of Good versus Evil Part 3. I thought in this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, since we are through the first 10 weeks of the fantasy football season, for any league worth a damn, you're coming up on either probably 2 to 4 weeks left in the regular season. You better be done week 16. If you are playing fantasy in week 17, why? Why is your commissioner still in charge? Who's voting on this? Don't be stupid. So we have basically 6 weeks of season-long fantasy football. You can play daily in week 17. There's no downside to that because you're putting together a new team. But let's review. I like at this time of the year to review drafts I've been involved with and see what happened. First of all, I'm going to get to the podcast league since I think that's more relevant to the podcast, but in my personal league that I commission, the Foundation, we are a 10-team standard scoring league where I have made annual adjustments to modernize the league. We went to two quarterbacks this year, eliminated the randomness of DST, and may I add, again ahead of the curve, defense is disappearing in the National Football League. So why would you want to play DST again next year? Right? So we eliminated DST, added a second quarterback. We put some, as I put, scoring restrictions on kickers to dominate play in 2017. We put some restrictions on quarterbacks, and it might not even be enough. For example, in the Foundation League, in our two quarterback league, quarterbacks now get 1 point for every 35 yards, not 25. And interceptions are a minus 2 point penalty, and a pick six is an additional 2 point penalty on top of the minus two for the interception. That all said, I've been very pleased with my team in the Foundation League. I annually lose in the playoffs. I haven't won our trophy. It's a very nice, heavy trophy. But I did hit on a majority of my draft picks. As an example, I chose the sixth selection in the draft. I took Kamara, that's worked. Then McCaffrey, that's worked. Then Michael Thomas, third round, that's worked. Took Kirk Cousins, fourth round. That's been good. Remember, two quarterback league. I was one of the last teams to take a quarterback. Took Kirk Cousins with the fourth pick. Kelsey with the fifth pick. That's been good. Adam Thielen with my sixth round pick. That's been very good. Jarvis Landry, seventh. I've only rotated him in when he's played 2 weeks of the year. He's played when Thomas was off, and he's played when Thielen was off. And he hasn't done much either week, which is interesting because Baker Mayfield has put up decent numbers and Cleveland is moving the ball. But Landry has not been to fantasy expectations this season. Then 8, 9, and 10 didn't work out for me. Mariota, I cut him early. I was worried about the injury and him losing feeling in his hands. So I made a move at that time. Actually, it worked out for me because I dumped him and picked up Mitchell Trubisky, which has worked out terrific. Rex Burkhead, who may ironically come off IR at some point later this year. I don't think I'm going to go down the road with Rex Burkhead, but clearly he just wasn't healthy to start the season. But Rex Burkhead didn't do much, went on IR. He could be coming off IR. He might be a decent roster stash if you've got an available spot for the playoffs. Although he will be touchdown dependent. Jordy Nelson, like all Raiders, has been a disappointment. But then my 11th round pick was Deion Lewis. I've never played him all year. I haven't had to. But obviously the last month, Deion Lewis has shown he has some trade value, if nothing else. I had Tevin Coleman as my 12th round pick. Freeman got hurt early, out for an extended period of time. Coleman in the 12th round was certainly worth the pick. He is my top backup running back. I have used him when I've had to bench either Kamara or McCaffrey for bye week reasons. Justin Tucker, my 13th round pick, other than the missed extra point. And actually, the field goals have been down in recent weeks. The Ravens overall have just been down since that 24-23 game against the Saints. But I always like owning Justin Tucker. We'll see how the rest of the season plays out for Justin Tucker, whether or not I just spend the pick necessary next year to get him, or as it's been a year where most kickers have failed, his one missed extra point after 222 out of 222, it's almost like saying, even if Justin Tucker misses an extra point to send a game to overtime, shows you it's not the year of the kicker. But that's the foundation league. Let's get to the podcast league and sort of go through that. 12-team, standard scoring, single quarterback league with DST. And again, modernize your leagues as I did 4 years ago. No mandatory tight end. You need not draft one. You need not roster one. You need not play one. We have a W/T flex position. That is the only flex position in our league. You cannot flex a running back. You can only flex a wide receiver or a tight end. And it takes all these questions that so many of you have been throwing at me all year. Todd, I'm desperate for a tight end. There aren't enough tight ends. Yeah, I knew that 4 years ago. Get with it. Change your league next year. You should have changed it this year. Change your league. Get rid of the mandatory tight end. Do a W/T flex. So if you want to draft Zach Ertz and play him, you can. If you want to draft Travis Kelce and play him, you can. If you pick up Eric Ebron on waivers and he goes off for three touchdowns in the first half and you played him, you can. All right, so our GOLFF podcast league, the Governors Harumph of Lavish Fantasy Football. First round went Gurley, Bell, right? Just the fact that that was 1-2, how great the number one pick worked out for owners and how awful the number two pick worked out. Just absolute night and day. Kamara went third in our league. Good choice by Greg in our league to jump and take Kamara instead of Zeke or Johnson. There's been nothing wrong with Ezekiel Elliott. Kamara's just been more explosive, although Elliott had a huge game on Sunday night. Elliott went fourth. David Johnson hasn't been awful. On a terrible Arizona Cardinals team, David Johnson, at least in the last month and a half, has had some really good games. The consistency is just not there that you wanted from your RB1. Barkley at six on a bad team, Barkley's been phenomenal. That's because he's a modern running back. He never leaves the field. And even on a bad team, he's going to be catching balls out of the backfield when the team is down 7, 14, 20 points. Antonio Brown went seventh in our podcast league. He's been very good. He's given you what you expect from Antonio Brown. Not Michael Thomas numbers. Maybe not the yardage as consistent as Adam Thielen, but he's been very good. I don't think you have any regrets taking Antonio Brown, depending on what you did in the second round and if you got an RB1 out of it. Hunt went, I know there were a lot of concerns about Hunt. Hunt's been outstanding in the Patrick Mahomes Kansas City offense. There were concerns about Hunt's role. No concerns at all. And he's even lost some rushing touchdowns to Spencer Ware. It doesn't hurt Kareem Hunt's overall value. Melvin Gordon's been phenomenal, even though he had a hamstring injury within the last couple of weeks. It's been great since coming back from it. DeAndre Hopkins. Houston lost, his first three games since then. They've been nearly unbeatable. Hopkins has performed up to expectations. That was my pick at number 10. In the first round. Julio Jones getting into the end zone now. If there's touchdown regression, I guess there's touchdown progression or aggression. Julio Jones has not disappointed owners, and his yards have been more consistent than previous years. Odell Beckham Jr. comes with the territory, right? Big game on Monday night in basically what was only a fantasy football game. Monday night was only watched by diehards of the Niners and Giants and fantasy football fans and people in Las Vegas. That's it. That's the only people who watched the Monday night game, and they were very happy with Beckham's performance. Our second round went Freeman, didn't work out. Dalvin Cook hasn't worked out, might pay off now. Fournette hasn't worked out, might pay off now, back end of the season. Jordan Howard, I think most people wouldn't have touched Jordan Howard if they knew the role Tariq Cohen was going to play this season, even though we're 2 weeks removed from a Howard two-touchdown game. McCaffrey, who had tremendous value. I own him in the Foundation League. I passed on him in the podcast league and shouldn't have. As I was writing the name Fournette, I was thinking McCaffrey. And it was good by our defending champ in the podcast league, Robert, that he took McCaffrey instead. That was just me saying, I guess it's too early to take McCaffrey, and it wasn't. Devontae Adams, actually the owner that took Antonio Brown, didn't like any of the running backs left, so he took Devontae Adams. Very good wide receiver pick, but he still doesn't have a running back. Joe Mixon went next. He's been okay. Then Gronk, who's been perhaps the, other than Le'Veon Bell, let's just put it this way. Gronk is the most disappointing non-running back, a non-RB1 in fantasy football this year. He is now down around, I think, 200 in terms of overall scoring. And now he's injured. Keenan Allen, second round, had a good game last week and is on a good team. Collins went 10th in the second round, the running back from Baltimore. I guess he's an RB2, but he's very you can do a lot better than that as an RB2. But you know, he's always going to get some touches, and there are some who believe he'll have more value here down the stretch. Michael Thomas, as in the Foundation League where I got him in the middle of the third round of a 10 team league, he went 23rd overall in the podcast league. And, of course, has been spectacular. Good pick by Will there in the podcast league. And Mike Evans went last pick of the second round. Mike Evans has been good. Really, what, maybe one to two bad games on a very high-scoring, passing-oriented offense that just recently, though, forgot how to get in the end zone and, of course, can't kick field goals. Third round went Kelce. And again, it's either a Tyreek game or a Kelce game, a Tyreek or a Travis game. And when it's been a Travis game, it's been very good. McKinnon went in the third round of the podcast league, despite an injury, and then another injury came later. Unfortunately, that didn't work out there. I told you leading into season-long drafts, I thought McKinnon was one of the most overvalued guys in fantasy football. When you have that many red flags, just let someone else take the risk. Thielen went third pick of the third round in our podcast league. Obviously, has worked out. We already talked about him. AJ Green, fourth pick of the third round in our podcast league. Currently hurt. Reports are he returns maybe in a week for the Cincinnati Bengals. Up until this point, he's been quite good. He's been a back end wide receiver one or a very good wide receiver two. Then Diggs, also speaking of a little bit of an injury, Tyreek Hill, an excellent third round pick by Tony from Hooters, playing in our podcast league. Shady McCoy, the owner that took the two wide receivers, took McCoy as his first running back. Not very good there. But that was the gap between RB1s and everyone else. Then Ajayi went in the third round. He was done early this year due to injury. Amari Cooper in the third round. That hasn't paid off. He has since been traded. Has a little bit more value with Dallas. T.Y. Hilton was my selection in the third round. If I had it to do over again, I would. It's not been a great year for T.Y. Hilton. He will certainly, it will be reflected next year in season-long drafts. T.Y. Hilton will probably be no more than a flex play or a wide receiver three in season-long drafts. Alshon Jeffrey started the season injured. Eagles offense just not doing as much as people expected coming off the Super Bowl. Ertz has been outstanding, but everyone else has been less than expectations. And there's Jarvis Landry, last pick of the third round. We've already talked about him. He has not produced points through 10 weeks to his perceived fantasy value. Let me just look at the rest of the podcast draft and identify some things that stood out. C.J. Anderson went early in the fourth round. I cautioned many of you on C.J. Anderson. I said, I don't know why you draft him because McCaffrey's not going to leave the field. And now C.J. Anderson is unemployed. He was cut within the last week. He was drawing a paycheck for the last 2 months doing nothing. Trying to find other highlight guys from the podcast draft, fifth round. Okay, I want to I took Zach Ertz in the fifth round. That's worked out. Sony Michel went in the fifth round. That has worked out. Granted, waited a while to get him going, and he's been hurt the last couple of weeks, but that was a good fifth round pick. And I'm looking for one other name. Nick Chubb was selected with the second pick of the seventh round in our draft. Ironically enough, and you might have run into this as well, the person that drafted Nick Chubb cut him. And Nick Chubb is now on the team in first place. Ironically, the first place team in our podcast league didn't draft either of his starting running backs. Granted, he has Sony Michel, who's been hurt, but his top two running backs are Nick Chubb and James Conner. So that shows you got to work the waiver wire. And I think this was also a year, and I did this too, where I grabbed, for example, I drafted Latavius Murray because I was like, I don't know if Dalvin Cook can actually do the job. So Cook gets hurt early. I have Murray. I put him in. He did nothing. And then the Vikings just threw, like in that game against the Rams. So I dump Murray looking for another running back to stash. Or at that point, I'm looking for running backs to play. And the second time, the Vikings didn't phase Murray out. Instead, It just took a little time. And Murray eventually paid off for someone else in my league. So I made the same mistake. I should have never cut Latavius Murray, but I did when I didn't get what I wanted out of him on his first opportunity to be successful, just as the owner who drafted Nick Chubb got rid of him. The sad part in our league was the owner who drafted Nick Chubb in the seventh round, where it would really be paying off now, who cut him before the Carlos Hyde trade, is the same owner who drafted Le'Veon Bell in the first round and McKinnon in the third round. So, yeah. So he actually had a guy to fill the void of Bell and McKinnon, but he gave up on him too early. Look, we're all guilty of something like this. But especially, I think, this year, there were some running backs that fit that bill. Obviously, if you were smart enough, this year's Mega Millions ticket in fantasy football was drafting James Conner. As that last guy, what the hell, I'm just going to draft James Conner. In a late round in your draft, around the time you're drafting kickers and DSTs, and that turned into the Mega Millions ticket. Or you were able to grab Conner on waivers after the news was already out there that Bell wasn't showing up and Conner had the big first game. But Conner was the guy, much like Alvin Kamara was that guy last year. All right, remember, you can send me all of your emails as it relates to starters, trades, waivers, roster worthy. Some of you are sending me questions as it relates to, hey, is there someone I can pick up and stash for next year for dynasty purposes? Send me all those. I write everybody back. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Also, I hope the gentleman doesn't mind. I received an email. I think it was the first time I ever got an email from this particular gentleman. He wrote me and he said, because of some things going on, he's like, he had AJ Green. So he picked up John Ross, and he said, I picked up John Ross. He's going to get, with AJ Green out, I feel like he's, they're going to use him. And I just wrote him back immediately, and I said, John Ross stinks. I mean, two names that I don't waste my time on in this podcast are Devontae Parker and John Ross. I don't know why teams like the Dolphins and Bengals invested first-round picks in these guys, and you certainly should learn from their mistakes. Now, so what I said to that gentleman was, he also had Amari Cooper on his bench and Corey Davis. And so I said, I told him John Ross stinks, and then I wrote him in the email, and I said, you're much better going with another option. I said, Cooper is clearly being targeted in game planning and play calling by the Cowboys, if nothing else. They've got to make Jerry Jones happy that he traded a number one pick for him. And then I said, here's the difference, though. The Cowboys were trending in the wrong direction after that Monday night game against Tennessee, and the Titans have been trending in the right direction. They were a fantasy nightmare for 2 months. Now they're a team that has fantasy value, two running backs with fantasy value, a wide receiver with fantasy value, and a quarterback, too, in Marcus Mariota. So I said, Corey Davis is trending in the right direction. You might want to play Corey Davis. So as I'm home watching the first hour red zone, I see John Ross catch a touchdown. And I'm thinking, oh, I gave bad advice to this guy. I told him John Ross stinks. Fortunately, two highlights later, Corey Davis catches a touchdown. I think Corey Davis, going into maybe the Sunday night game, had the second most receiving yards of all wide receivers out there, and he had the touchdown. So I wrote the owner. I said, look, I said, I'm glad Corey Davis did this because what I told you about John Ross. The gentleman wrote me back and said, I actually appreciate how honest you are with your comments on players. Said, I didn't play Ross. I played Davis. And then he just kind of said, I did win because I also have Nick Chubb, because Chubb had that huge game for the Cleveland Browns. Anyway, so that's an example of the things that I talk to people on email about. And I enjoy it. I don't want to set your lineups. That's not what I'm doing. I'm here to give you opinions, and you make the final call. I'm just trying to be a second opinion for you, just as if you were to go on, you know, profootballtalk.com or listen to Matthew Berry or Field Yates or Steve Gallo, or look at Evan Silva's matchups or Patrick Doherty's rankings on RotoWorld. They're not picking your starters for you, just like I don't want to do that for you, even though we make it a little bit more personal here. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com, Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast is presented by Hooters and the Eagles Golf Club, which will host the first Todd Wright Tour event of 2019, Good versus Evil Part 3. It will be on sale soon. Good versus Evil Part 3 of the Eagles Golf Club will be played on Super Bowl Saturday. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.